Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter, at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel this morning?
I'm a combination of two states for making incredibly stupid decisions. Wisconsin and Idaho. I'm going to give one to, we'll start with Wisconsin. Basically, they have a woman in Wisconsin, 56-year-old woman. Arrested, you know, a speeding stop, right? Gets locked up for being drunk. Okay. You know, leads to a DUI arrest. It's her 10th DUI.
Jeez.
10th. How do you do? I mean, I don't understand how you don't. Like, after two, it should be enough. Like, one, okay. Two, you should learn your lesson. You have 9? It's like... 9.
Not that it matters, but do you know the time frame for those the previous
how,
9?
How far are they separated?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Okay, not that it matters. Yeah. It shouldn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, because...
That was just curiosity.
Yeah, because even if they're, you know, every couple of years, she's 56, so say she started in her 20s, it's like, averages out to like one every couple of years.
Yeah,
so they,
yeah.
You know, that's nuts. And then my other one goes to the state of Idaho. State of Idaho has been bitching about being broke for a long time. They have money problems, et cetera, et cetera. So they're spending $1 million right now to refurbish their firing squad room because that's going to be how they put people to death now. I mean,
wow.
What?
Wow.
Like, you got no other use for that $1 million. How many people?
You know, these are the same people that say the government wastes money.
That was exactly what they were saying. They're complaining about government waste in Idaho. How many people do you put to death a year? Is it one a day? Like, it's probably do. Come on! And why are you still doing this? It's like ridiculous. I just happened to browse some stupid stories that involve these states. I was like, man. Anyway.
My shovel is for people who just doesn't understand how this works. Now, I know Jeremy said this, that he hits this all the time, sometime with me. But I get the, could you tell Ed or could you tell Jeremy, yada, 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 on my inbox. Okay, they're on social media. And if they're not answering you, it's because they don't want to. That means I'm going to tell them. They're on social media. So you got one of two things you could do. You could either call the show and tell them. If you can't do that, understood. Not everyone has a job. Some of you have office jobs. You can't make that call. But if you can be on social media, then you can inbox them. If they don't respond to you, they didn't think it was important. So I'm not going to go and I'm not going to relay messages to other people. I don't do that. It ain't my job. It's not my job to relay messages to others. And Jeremy said he gets the same thing. It's not how it works.
I know.
If you're on social media, they're on social media. Each of them.
Right.
All of us are on social media. Inbox them. And they either will or will not get back to you. One of the two. But if they don't, doesn't mean that I'm going to relay the message, because I'm probably not. Now, I'm sorry. I don't want to mislead you. I'm not. I'm not relaying a message. And you all know I respond to social media.
Yeah,
when it's addressed,
absolutely. Yeah.
When it's addressed to me, mm-hmm. I'm responding.
Yeah.
If it's not addressed to me, not responding, not going to pass it along. My only response will be Jeremy's on social media. Or this morning I got one. Ed's on social media.
Yeah.
Hit him up. He will or won't get back with you. And if he doesn't, ain't my job to make him. It's not my job to ask him a question off social media.
Correct.
It's not how this works. You know, and sometimes I get, tell Jeremy, I'm like, you know what, this is not Jeremy's page.
Right.
Jeremy has one. Hit him up. Feel free. And again, if you follow my threads, if you follow Twitter, all those things, you see I do respond when it's addressed to me. 410-583-1057. That's the number, broadcasting live from this beautiful city of Seattle. I love this city. I got to be honest with you. I love it. I could visit it again. Don't want to move here or anything like that. But I love this city and can do it all over again. Let's go to Al, who's in Laurel. What's up, Al?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all
good
feeling
morning.
Today?
Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm feeling good. I just want to just throw my favorite Raven player up there of all time, if it's not too late, Dwayne Starks.
I like that. It's never too late, man. This is one of those topics. Ed and I knew it from the beginning. We both said, Ed, this is one of those topics that's going to go all day. We don't have to talk about it all day, but people are going to call it all day. Dwayne Starks is a good pick. Did he have a pick six in the Super Bowl?
He did. Energy. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Energy, man. Like, I was a little kid when he was drafted in 1998. I was turning 7 years of age. And, like, you know, I just, like, remember, like, him coming out of Miami to say he's a bit undersized. They had him, like, 5'10", maybe, like, a buck 70, like you know, high 170s or low 180s or something like that. But they said that his willingness to, like, you know, tackle, and he's a pretty good cover corner. He can, like, you know, force turnovers, and which he did, especially when they got Chris McAllister the following year. Like, McAllister would shadow the opposing wide receiver ones, and Dwayne Starks would, like, you know, force the turnovers, kind of how, like, Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters were.
There you go, man. Thanks a lot for the call. Melvin said his favorite Eagle was Randall Cunningham. Very, very good pick. You talk about a guy that changed things. People always say Michael Vick changed the game, and I can see why they say that. But I thought Randall was a better passer than Michael Vick, and he was as elusive and athletic.
Yeah, he probably was. Michael Vick was electrifying, though.
He was.
He was fun.
He was. I mean, not very accurate until he went to the Philadelphia Eagles when he was probably less athletic.
He grew up then.
Yeah. Life changes you, man.
Yeah, it does.
You go to jail for dog fighting.
Yeah.
that'll change your life. Hey, man, what are you here for? Man, I was trafficking. What you in for? Man, assaulting and battering, tip to kill. Man, what are you here for? Dogs.
Yeah. You know, it's weird.
It's and funny. I'm not saying he shouldn't have gone.
No, I get it.
But you know what I mean?
But what got me, when he went in and got out, people were more out. If he could have been a serial killer and wouldn't have got as much hate.
Yep.
And it was crazy. I'm like, what if people really misguided? I mean, I get it. I love dogs too. But, you know, the hatred for him was crazy. I give him a lot of credit for, you know, showing up and facing it. Because that was actually wild. Nobody wanted to work in the NFL anymore. Should never get a job. Should never do this. Yeah. Like, hey, he served his time. You know, terrible thing, but he served his time.
That's because a lot of people treat dogs better than they treat people. Some people treat dogs better than they treat their kids.
They do. And then I'm also horrified at the way people treat dogs sometimes.
I told a story. I mean, I heard a story. A guy said another guy would come in and get the finest cut of meat and then get ground beef. And one day he asked him, you know, he said, well, you know, I have a dog. He said, oh, you give your dog the ground beef? He said, no, I give him the meat. True story.
Yeah.
Cornell Woodland joins us at 8:45, but on the other side, Stanley Cup Final recap from last night up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out of the point, Bouchard. Nugent Hopkins with it. Here's McDavid.
Oilers win game one in overtime, and the Florida Panthers got out to a first period lead, 2-1. Then they went back and forth in period number two. They go into period number three, Panthers still up 3-2. And then the goal in the third period to send the game into overtime, and the home team, the Edmonton Oilers, won. Was that an upset, in your opinion, in game one?
No, I picked the Panthers to win. I picked them to win this Stanley Cup final, but it's not an upset. I mean, these are two best teams in hockey, and Edmonton were home, so it's kind of what you expect. I mean, these are two outstanding teams. They play different brands of hockey, but not an upset. Absolutely not. It's interesting too. You look at the way they win. Who do we talk about? Who do we talk about all the time from the Edmonton Oilers? McDavid and Draisaitl.
Yeah.
Draisaitl gets the winning goal in overtime. Who got the assist? McDavid.
Yeah.
So I kind of like when things work out like this. Just as as you would expect or you would like it to be, because I like seeing the stars shine in the postseason, no matter what the sport is. And this is exactly what happened here. And keep in mind, these two faced off last year in the Stanley Cup final, and the Panthers won, but it went to 7 games. So, I mean, I have a feeling you may see the same thing here.
I want the Oilers to win because I think those two superstars, man, could really carry the banner for the NHL. If they could win like 2 in 5 years or something like that, I think they could really, because they're already in their second final. Only the second, right? They didn't get to any before last year, am I right?
Who?
Edmonton.
Well, they had that string where they won a bunch of Stanley Cups.
No. You mean I'm talking about Connor McDavid.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
These are his first two, right?
Yes.
I just think that those two, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know nearly enough about hockey than you. I'm coming from a novice standpoint. But I don't know if there's a team with two better young superstars than these two.
Certainly not offensive. I mean, there's great, Toronto has one, and Eichel's out there. You got Matthews out there, Eichel. There are other superstars in the game who are young who just all came up kind of at the same time. But you're right, to have two on the same roster is unusual. And that's what they have here. And, you know, I'm just kind of torn because I like these streaks. And we talked about it yesterday. They haven't had a Canadian team win the Stanley Cup since 93 when the Canadians did it. Yeah. It's a ridiculously long streak. I get it. It'd be kind of nice to see somebody new. I don't know. I'm just kind of torn about this. And I don't really like the Panthers either because, you know, they're rivals of the Lightning. I'm not a big fan of them. And it's just, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm kind of torn about this. I don't mind. I'd like to see the Oilers win just because it's somebody new and the like. But, you know, the Panthers keep that streak going. Because keep in mind, out of the last 6 years, the two Florida teams have been in the Stanley Cup final. I mean, the Lightning went 3 years in a row, and this is the third year in a row for the Panthers. So it's kind of a cool streak there on as well. They did lose to the Golden Knights, but they did beat the Oilers last year. So not so sure. But they outshot the Panthers at third period. They came on, as you talked about when you opened the segment. They were trailing. They didn't play well in the beginning of the game. The third period is what really turned it around. They outshot them 14-2 and tied the game up. And then Draisaitl comes up with the game winner on a power play, 106 remaining. And they win game one at home. So now, you know, now we see what's next. But I think it's going to be a really good series. As I said, it went to 7 games last year when these two teams faced off. And it's going to be between me, you know, Bobrovsky or Skinner, the two goalies, who gets, you know, who really shines. And they both did well. I mean, that's the problem. They both played really well. Bobrovsky faced some dead-on shots, as did Skinner. And they came through. So, I mean, you got to give credit where it's due. I'm not a big fan of either team, but I am the fan of hockey. So this is just going to be a good series for me. However, I'd like to see some other teams kind of get in. I find it fascinating the Florida teams have been in so consistently because I find it's just odd. You know, but it shouldn't be because, you know, they've both been good for a long time. But just, you know, to step out in the state that's got palm trees everywhere, but, you know, you walk out of a hockey arena and you walk out into heat and then palm trees this time of year, which is exactly what happens. But they do have, and both have great goalies. You know, Bobrovsky for the Panthers and, of course, Skinner for the Oilers, in addition to the great, the tough guys on the Panthers and the great offensive power on the Oilers.
Now, with these two young superstars going back to Edmonton, how did they get there? Is it like the draft system? Did they fall somewhere in the draft, or was Edmonton so bad for a couple of years that they got high at draft? Because I think McDavid was number one in the
league. He was, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was really well. All the guys that I just mentioned, like Eichel, Matthews, McDavid, they were all highly sought and, you know, high draft picks. Because they just did so well in the minors, and sometimes you kind of wonder because like Draisaitl was actually from Germany, so you know you get a lot of people get a lot of looks at Canadian players, American players, and of course the KHL because you know the Russian players are people familiar with. You don't get a lot of German players in the NHL, so it's kind of cool that they got Draisaitl, and he would be a star in anybody's team. And it's funny, I think he's only, and he's not very overshadowed, I guess, but he would be the man on pretty much any other team in the NHL, if not for McDavid. Because he was a third overall pick as well. It wasn't like he was some unknown or some surprise pick that they picked up later rounds or, you know, got him in a trade from somebody. He was, you know, it was supposed to be this good, but who knew you'd have both of them fulfill their promise this well?
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Game 2 of the NHL's Stanley Cup Final is Friday night. Friday night at 8 o'clock. Game 2 also in Edmonton, and the Panthers are looking to get that thing even, although I'm quietly pulling for Edmonton. I am.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like Connor McDavid.
They built this team. I mean, they did a really good job. Like, when you talk about teams that do well front office-wise, that this is a team that did, because they picked them. Like I said, Draisaitl was the number three overall pick, and then McDavid was number one the next season. So think about that if you talk about GMs and people picking talent. You know, you have two of the best players in hockey, and you got them yourself in two consecutive drafts. That's like, you know, what the Ravens did with the first draft that they had.
2-1, yeah, that was pretty good. Two Hall of Famers, arguably the greatest to play at their position. Not bad at all. Yeah. Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:45. Don't go anywhere. Hear what Cordell has to say. He was at OTAs and talked some Baltimore Ravens as well. But on the other side, Lamar Jackson, if he's number one and Derrick Henry is number two, who is the Ravens' third best offensive skills player? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 8:31 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris broadcasting live from Baltimore. I'm here in Seattle at the Odyssey Studios, getting ready for some afternoon baseball here with the Baltimore Orioles. But right now, the Ravens are immensely talented. Ed, I think you agree with that.
Best roster in the AFC for sure.
Especially on offense. The offense is just sensational, man. You got Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry on the same team. Man. Okay, so do we agree that they're number one, number two in terms of the players on the offense side of football?
Lamar and Henry, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so who's number three?
Are we talking skill players?
Skill players.
Skill players. I'd probably say Zay. Honestly.
Zay?
Yeah, I think he's got the most potential to really impact the opposing defense.
Zay is God-given talent. There's no doubt about that. He's God-given talent. But I think when you look at Lamar Jackson, you think he's a freak. Am I right?
Yeah.
Derrick Henry's a freak. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Isaiah Likely's a freak.
Okay.
Isaiah Likely is my third best offensive skill position player on that football team. How they use him is how they use him. But I think this kid, I think when you talk about Zay Flowers is just, he's really fast. He's fast and he's shifty. You find fast and shifty a lot, especially in the National Football League. I think what Isaiah Likely brings to the table is freakish, is absolutely freakish. And I think as we move forward, I think Todd Monken wants to be a head coach one day. I do. Making Lamar an MVP again is not going to make him a head coach. Having Derrick Henry have 2,000 yards rushing so he could be in an Adam Sandler movie is not going to make him a head coach. Exploit the freakish nature of a guy like Isaiah Likely, who is already on the radar, to take him to that level, I think makes him a head coach in the National Football League. I think Isaiah Likely is going to see a lot of reps in the offense this upcoming season.
Yeah, I do. I still think Zay Flowers is going to see more, and I think he's going to have a really big season. I really do.
I think he'll be more productive than Isaiah Likely. I don't think productivity always says who the better player is. I think sometimes the offense does that. But I think also the fact that you're playing alongside of another guy at that same position who is amongst the best of the National Football League too.
Yeah.
Got to share the ball at that position.
Absolutely.
But in terms of how I rank the skilled players, when you talk about Lamar and Derrick Henry, I think they're freaks. We know that. There's no think. They are freaks.
Mm-hmm.
I think that third freak on that offense is Isaiah Likely.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. Would love to hear from you on this topic. The leading receiver is going to be Zay Flowers. He stays healthy. Zay Flowers is going to put up 1,400 yards this year.
Yeah, he over 1,000 last year. So he should be about 1,400, and definitely increase that touchdown total.
He's got to.
Yeah.
He's got to.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, man. I mean, you got to get this guy in the end zone a lot more than you get the guy in the end zone. You do. You're not exploiting the things that he does well.
No, you're definitely not. I mean, I think the only pass I'd give them is they now have so much talent on offense. It's tough to feed everybody. It really is, because now you've got one of the best running backs in football. He's one of two. I mean, to me, it's Saquon and him at the top, and you got the best. I think the best quarterback in the AFC now. I think Mahomes has taken a little step back. And I think Marsh should have won MVP last year. So you've got immense offensive talent now.
It's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt me to say this to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't erase the Super Bowls because the Super Bowls are the Super Bowls.
Right.
I don't even rate right now, going into the season, Patrick Mahomes is the number two quarterback in the National Football
League. He's dropped to like four or five in some people's eyes.
I go Lamar.
Yeah.
I go Burrow. I go Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I go Mahomes.
Yeah, and that's what's happening there. I mean, that's, you know, the way it is. It's not unusual. It happens.
That's how I rank them.
Yep.
Damn. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I know people are going to say, well, you just rate Lamar number one because you're from Baltimore. I think a lot of people around the country, if they're honest with themselves, see, people get blinded by the Super Bowl. If you'd asked me to rank this, make my rankings at the beginning of the last year, Pat Mahomes would have been number one. The year before last, number one. Number two, number one the year before that, too. Maybe the last 4 or 5 years, Pat Mahomes would have been number one. But I think there's a shift. Right now, you're not going to tell me right now, based on where they're going forward, because I'm not going to draft based on what they did behind, what's behind them. Based on what I think I could do moving forward right now, who's really drafting Pat Mahomes ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Now?
Who's drafting Pat Mahomes ahead of Josh Allen right now?
Yeah.
Joe Burrow right now? I don't know. And I love Pat Mahomes. He's my favorite. We did the exercise earlier. My favorite chief of all time. I think when you look all time, if you ask me to rank the all time greats, if you ask me to rank the current quarterbacks all time, where you rank them all time, then out of these guys all time, Patrick Mahomes is number one.
Still, yeah.
Right now, Lamar Jackson is number one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
Yes.
That's why they have polls in college football. Well, I guess this team's going to win a national championship. Why? Because they were preseason number one. Well, no, they're not playing number one right now. Doesn't matter. They were preseason number one. So they're going to, no, you have the poll because the rankings change. And Patrick Mahomes number one, number four. Right now, number four. Yeah. There's no shame in that. You notice we had all AFC. No NFC?
It's incredible. I know.
And you're the NFC guy. What NFC quarterback? There's no, who's top? Who's number five?
Man,
I'm gonna get tackled for my number five. If I say my number five, Jared Goff.
Yeah,
somebody's gonna tackle me.
I think he's vastly underrated.
I'm going Jared Goff. I thought he was underrated when he. I will stand on this because no one's ever gonna prove it right or wrong. Your boy, coach for the Rams, what's his name? Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Sean McVay went into that Super Bowl against the Patriots, and he had a man crush on Bill Belichick. He was scared of Bill Belichick, and he went ultra conservative. His ego couldn't allow him to say what I just said, so he threw Jared Goff under the bus, and he made it Jared Goff's problem. Then he traded Jared Goff probably to a team that he thought, you know, Jared Goff's never going to do anything in Detroit because Detroit never does anything. Am I right? Well, let's trade him to Detroit and get Matthew Stafford and win the Super Bowl. And good for them. They won the Super Bowl. But the problem is this. Jared Goff revealed that he can play quarterback in the National Football League, and maybe that Super Bowl, the lack of offense was your fault, not his. I will stand on that. I think it was coaching more so than productivity of the player. I do. 410-583-1057. Did you get a text from Rashawn?
No.
I did. Do you know what the text is? What did we just do?
Oh, the quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm.
Dak?
What number is Dak? Number two. His game looks like number two. And I don't mean number two in the rankings. That's what he is. Where's Dak Prescott? Not in this conversation. That's where he is, Rashawn. He's not in this conversation.
You make fun of me being loyal to my guys. He's like something else.
Oles Mariners preview at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, Cordell Woodland. We'll ask him the same question. Lamar number one, King Henry number two. Who's number three offensive skill position player on the Ravens? Cordell Woodland up next on the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Man, 8:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris broadcasting live from Baltimore. Me, I'm in Seattle, Washington. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, the man on the scene, Cordell Woodland. What's going on, Cordell?
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
Not much, man. Hey, Cordell, we asked this question in the last segment. I want to get you to dive in on it. Lamar Jackson, number one offensive skill position player. Derrick Henry, number two offensive skill position player. Ed Norris said Zay Flowers would be number three for likely reasons. I said because the first two are freaks. I think the next biggest freak on that team on offense is Isaiah Likely. So who is the third best offensive skill position player in your opinion?
It's funny. I just tweeted out about this yesterday. Considering if we're talking about the volume that these guys do get right now, I probably would go Little Zay, as they call him, but Zay Flowers. But I think if you gave them, if you gave Isaiah Likely tight end one volume, I think Isaiah Likely would prove himself to be the third best skilled player on his team. That dude is, he's probably, I mean, Bateman had a really efficient year last year as a receiver, but I think Isaiah Likely has shown to be a very efficient pass catcher himself. I can only imagine what type of damage he would do if he was consistently a part of the game plan. If he's consistently getting 6 to 8 targets a game, I think Isaiah Likely will put up monster numbers. I think he is uber talented. I don't think there's really a limit in how they can use him. I'm hoping he gets a lot of those tight end one looks this year. Even with Mark out there, I think that's still a really good duo, but I do think it's time to lean into what Isaiah Likely can do because I think you can get more bang for your buck with him.
No doubt.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think? I didn't get to talk to you much at the OTAs the day. Do you get – I mean, I just bring back what I can. What I look for mostly is just who's in shape, who's not. who put on muscle, who put on fat, who lost, you know, a little weight. Anything stand out to you from what you've seen so far?
Not a whole lot. I mean, when you're out, like out there the other day when Lamar's not there, one of the things I did want to get a look at is, you know, Cooper Rush, because that was, I thought, an upgrade for them going from Tyler Huntley and Josh Johnson to now Cooper Rush. I think this is possibly the best backup quarterback they've had since Flacco was Lamar's backup in his rookie year. So I wanted to see what he looked like. I wasn't as impressed as I thought I would be. A lot of balls to the ground. And look, they're not going full speed out there. They don't have the pads on. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the reason why I was hoping to get more on-target passes for the guys. But it was a lot of passes caught at the shoelaces. You get into the red zone. I mean, even D-hopping likely on consecutive plays, they're having to tell him to throw the ball up because he's throwing it at kind of like their knees, giving the DBs a chance. And those dudes, there's nothing they can really do at the short corner pylon. So they're telling him to throw it up, and that's an adjustment he has to make. But that was one of the things that intrigued me, just to see what he looked like. I thought LaJonte Webster continued to flash to me. He's flashed a couple of times to me. I'm kind of excited to see what he looks like as a returner and see where it goes from there. Got to look at Luke the other day. That was the first time we've gotten to see him kick. And that was cool. I mean, he was on point. He was on point that day. Both of the kickers were.
Did you see Luke do his odd little rear?
His routine?
Yeah, before kicking?
Yeah, I did. I didn't even know that was a part of his routine until I saw him out there doing it. But, yeah, I mean, he was pretty good. He was pretty good, so I'm curious to see what he looks like going forward. But, yeah, I mean, nothing groundbreaking. Like you said, looking to see who's in shape, just looking to kind of get a feel of some of the new guys as well.
Cordell Whitland joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Cordell, I take really nothing from OTAs. I take more from what the coaches say. I enjoy the post-practice, post-practice interviews and things like that, the press conferences. And one of the things that Todd Monken said going back to Zay is they expect bigger and better things from Zay. One thing you and I talked about during Zay's rookie year, too many catches at the offensive line of scrimmage. I thought last year they started off the same way before they finally opened up. It sounds to me that they intend to open up this passing game more. And I said to Ed, and I think he agreed with me, I think Lamar Jackson passes that 4,500, 4,600 passing yards range this year, because I think they will get more yards in the passing game. Not so much because they're throwing 35 times a game. I think they're looking more for big plays.
Yeah, I mean, that's their game, to be as efficient as possible in the pass game. I mean, Lamar puts up monster numbers. But you go look at his attempts, and he's in the middle of the pack. So that's their calling card right there. And last year, that was huge for them, being able to hit on a lot of the downfield passes, but efficiently as well. Obviously, Bateman being the guy that really benefited from that with the year that he had. But Zay was a part of some of that too, and a lot of it was during the scramble drill, and that's fine. But yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I mean, I understand Zay is, you know, small, shifty, and quick, and those are the type of guys that you feel like, all right, I want to get the ball in their hands as quickly as possible, most times at the line near the line of scrimmage, and let them work in space. But that just has not necessarily worked with Zay. I said it yesterday on Vinny and Haney when I was filling in for Bob. Like, when's the last time we saw Zay Flowers pop a jet sweep or pop a bubble screen or something like that? I can't really remember. I feel like those are usually wasted plays.
Just they are.
Stack up his catches and his target numbers, but he's not really going anywhere. Zay is at his best when you can get the ball to him, you know, in the intermediate part of the field, in the middle area of the field where he has space one-on-one to catch it, turn around, and kind of put a move on that first guy and go. Getting him at the line of scrimmage, I think that's kind of wasting his talents. And now, especially when you have guys like LaJonte Webster, one of the key traits of a punt returner is to be able to do a lot with short spaces. And so maybe that some of those plays can work for guys like him getting Keaton back healthy now. I think some of those plays can go to him and Justice Hill. But I would really like to see Zay Flowers. The way that they opened it up for Bateman, I'd like to see them continue to do that for Zay, because I did think they started some last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about the renovation? Bisciotti spends a lot of money renovating that facility. It was already spectacular. If people haven't been out there, they're doing a ton of work out there now, where the whole, you know, everything that faces the field is being redone. I did notice they put in a little pickleball court for EDC as you walk in. But do you have any idea? Are they adding anything, or just nobody's discussed it yet? Because I was going to ask, but I didn't have time to grab any of the press people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know all the specifics. I know they're extending parts of the building. They're extending. I know they're redoing the locker room. They're extending. I think the training room as well. A lot of that back area near the field is being pulled out. So look, I know right now it's a huge problem to find parking over there.
Oh,
right,
it was
now
ridiculous.
Because they're doing so much construction, you can't find anywhere to park. So I'm assuming that this is going to be hopefully done by the time training camp happens. I would imagine it is, because if not, that's going to be
a big
issue.
Yeah, it was a big deal the other day.
Yeah.
It was just ridiculous, yeah.
Cordell, my man, thank you very much, sir. Appreciate your time this morning.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, man.
All right. Former Oreo, player now, sports talk analyst in Oklahoma City, Jim Traber, will join us at 9:30 to talk NBA Finals. But on the other side, Orioles baseball preview of today's game. Birds going for the sweep right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.